Blog Talk Radio.
Aye.
Hey, yo, run that check up.
We on that mission.
I need
this
shit
right
now.
Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to do this.
I swear to God,
if I were rich, we'd have to
do this. Y'all gon' feel this shit.
Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to do this.
I swear to God,
if I were rich,
we'd
have to live like this. Swear to God, if I were rich, we'd have to do this.
I swear to God,
if I were rich, we'd have to live like this.
Yo, Music Crush Mondays, what's happening? Just the relaunch, what's good, people? We back, full effect. What's happening? Queen T, what's good? Yo. Y'all can hear us out there, man. That's Real Radio, man. It's the relaunch. It's the return of the Hottest Any Platform, man, the one you've been waiting for. You know what I'm saying? Next to Blow Radio, Music Crush Mondays, the Hottest Any Platform, man. Must I say it again? We back by popular demand, Miss Queen T and your boy Lee Bands in the building. I see y'all out there, Lyric Gutter, Lucci, Dravo, yo. Tell your people to chop in, tap in, go live with us, because it's going to be a show tonight. Let's see who we got. Yo, yo.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Man, it's your boy Jay Blue.
Full light?
No, well, full light, no light. You already know, man. Same old, same old, man.
My guy. What's good with
man.
You, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, I know, right? I said, damn, about damn time she done opened up the damn door.
Right. You know, perfect timing. Shit. Right,
man. I know that
a little
it's
break
a grandpa, though.
Back.
I know that it's a grandpa, though.
Yeah, that's grandpa.
Oh,
for life.
Here we go with the grandma cookies and shit now. Let's see grandma got there.
I'm over here, like, y'all going through the emotions right now. Y'all don't even understand. This is long overdue. The
you know what you should have did? I think pandemic would have been better for you. When we were doing the pandemic.
Wait, what?
I think
what
this was. I said when we were doing the pandemic, when everybody was doing the in-the-house shit, I think this platform would have been the major best thing. I think this would have been that shit.
Yeah, I feel that. But, you know, shit, it's all about time, man. We here now. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that matters. It took y'all, like, 3 years to get me out of retirement. I, like, three, four, couple years. But
no bull.
I'm back.
Yo, been trying.
I'm excited.
I know, bad.
I swear,
like
all the time.
I was on him. I'm telling you, I was on. Like, sis, I'm ready for you. What's up? What's happening?
Man,
I know.
I was like,
it
what the hell are you doing? You acting old.
I know. I'm going through your emotions, though. Like, I just want to, before we get into the show and start taking callers and start doing the Next to Blow or Hell No segment, I just want to thank you guys so much. Like, we can go months without talking with each other, but the love right there is still always real. Like, we ain't never left. You know what I mean? Like, the love is infectious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't understand. I'm over here, like, in tears. Like, maybe I'm just super emotional from what I've been going through the last couple of days, but, like, the love right now, my nerves, everything is just, like, insane.
So,
y'all don't even understand. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed to have you guys on the team.
I want to give you word of encouragement. I want to give you word of encouragement, Queen C. I want to tell you, no situation is powerful than what you allow it to be. You control your reality by what you say, feel, and do. So whoever or whatever is trying to intervene in your shit, you can easily stop it. All the people got to do in America is stand the fuck up. They drowning in 4 feet of water. You're drowning in 4 feet of water. All you got to do is stand up. It ain't killing you. Let me tell you something. The worst thing you could ever do is allow yourself to keep going through whatever you're going to repeat because you're repeating the shit, not nobody else. You got to control that.
Yeah.
It's your reality, and you got to walk your life. I mean, live your life and walk your walk. And what the next person got going on, this is what I was telling you, you should have been on. Because you got too much potential out here to be doing some shit. You got too many connects, you know, way too many people. Time for you to shine and stop allowing people to come in and intervene in your business and your shine. You damn in your own life. Be that star.
You get grandpa. Grandpa getting on you now.
I already know he is. I was waiting for it. I mean,
my boy,
that's that little
that
big
shit.
Brother thing, you know?
Yeah, for real. Rubbing down like a motherfucker.
Man.
Like, okay now.
Can't count, man.
No, but
you know
I appreciate
what?
It, though, for real.
It's been some good shit, too. It's been a good-ass transition. Yeah. I see Lee Bang still doing his thing, man. That man ain't never stopped. And I can
sure.
Him and say, you know what, keep going. Anybody that's ever out there, don't do it because you want to get in the game. Do this shit because that's what you love to do.
Exactly.
Don't look for the fame.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So during that little break we took, man, you know, A lot of shit been progressing. You know, we still doing our thing in the music scene.
Man,
you know,
what's up?
We won all the smoke TV show.
Mad, bro. I was mad.
Yeah, I know a lot of people was.
But we had
to cut it short.
TV show. That nigga Jack are funny as hell. Nigga Jack are funny as hell, bro.
Yeah, we had to end the show, man, due to, you know, egos and shit like that. So,
man,
you know, people get a piece of your light and goddamn, they want to be you and all kinds of other shit. So we had to cut that shit short.
Yeah.
Man, that shit was a shit because me and my wife was sitting back watching the shit and I'm like, I tuned in off the whip when the guy came in with the show. I was like, damn, what the fuck happened? That shit was too hard.
Yeah, I appreciate that too, man. Yeah, man, but y'all, for y'all that don't know, man, y'all can go check out the series, man, still up, you know. We Want All the Smoke, original web series, like you got lead bands, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with it. It's all over. You can see it. You can check it out. But we working on something new. I ain't finna spill the beans. But, yeah, I'm working on something new.
Definitely. Real quick, before we get into another caller, make sure you guys tell a friend to tune in. The actual number to call in is the 563-999-3727. Press the 1 on your keypad to go live with us. It would then put you in queue to let us know that you are trying to go live with us. If you guys want to give a shout-out, if you want to show some love, request a song, or whatever it may be, talk some shit, whatever it is, just press the 1 on your keypad. Let everybody know.
Shit.
Go to your Facebook. Go to your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is. I mean, OnlyFans is a thing now, too. You turn out your fans to tune in. I mean, like I said, 563-999-3727. Your girl, Miss Queen T, Lee Bans, Guadalucci, relaunch date right here, Next to Blow Radio. Make sure you guys get in them submissions, nexttoblowradio@gmail.com. We have a few spots left for next week. And, you know, we're going to keep it on rolling every Monday right here on Next to Blow Radio. Of course, we will be back live tomorrow on Takeover Tuesdays, and then stay tuned for our Thursday segment that will be announced from another host. But, yeah, let's get into some more callers. Lee Bans, who else we got next?
Let's see who we got, man. We got some people in. I see them. Big child in. Let's check out that old 601, man. What's happening, 601? What's good, Dre Rowe?
Am I here?
Yeah,
hello?
You here. You live.
Y'all hear me?
It's the
real one. My bad. Hello. I got to do my call off real quick so y'all know me. Dre-Ro, I'm back.
Yeah.
Fuck this away. Yo.
Dre-Ro says then, man.
Woo, man, I've been moving around, albums, singles, records, touring, traveling the country, all that good stuff, man. A journey.
I know that's right.
Yeah, but the finish line closer than what you expect. Regardless of the journey,
yes,
man, you tell. You further than most niggas that's actually out here now.
Right, that's why. You're right. You're so right. It's a journey for me, man. Like, it's just the moments of just all the shenanigans, all the ups, all the downs. Like, I'm really just in my bag, in my life, my life bag. So it's like I'm looking at it like, yeah, I feel the journey. I feel it as I go. I love it. Love it, man. Y'all be moving too, but, man, Lee, God dang it, that dang show. Ooh, boy. I messed with it hard, bro. Yeah, that was my stuff, bro. I swear. Yo, the queen.
I really do.
Back, I'm glad. Yo, I'm glad y'all back, man. I really am. I'm glad y'all back, bro. That's good stuff.
I'm here. I know I popped up out of nowhere. Drevo was like, where the fuck you been at? Where you been?
Right.
I'm here.
You've been MIA.
I know. But I'm here. I'm back. We're back. We're back at it. Yo, and then it's crazy. It's like, Drevo, you got so much going on right now. It's like, you got so much new music. Like, it's crazy. I want to get into some of that music a little bit later, too, but I'm excited. And you got some shows coming up, so make sure you guys tap in with Drevo as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're going to be in South by Southwest March 16th through the 19th. Holla at me in Austin, Texas. It's South by Southwest on the big stage. We going in. Yeah.
We're going to bring in our next guest. It's going to be us going through this next blow of hell no. If you guys haven't tuned into the show before, we play about 90 seconds. So you better have some good 90 seconds because it will get cut off. But yeah, make sure you guys submit songs right here for Next to Blow or Hell No segment, nextblowradio@gmail.com. We're going to get into that, but let's go ahead and bring in our next guest judge. Lyric, we're good.
Yo, what's down with it, man? What's it do? What it do? What's popping, man? What's the word?
Modulating, figulating with the atmosphere, my guy. What's happening with you?
Man. I can't call it busy, laying back, smoking a joint, yeah, I'm going on hookah, sending out text to, you know, trying to get people to tune in, and shit, just ready for it, man.
Already. For real. Everybody loaded, everybody got their drink, you got your smoke, you got your ears ready.
Yo, hey, look, hey, I want to tell them this, though, you hear me? I wasn't going to say nothing, but I got to tell them this before we start what we're doing. If you out there listening, right, and you tuning in, and your paperwork is not together, and I'm not talking about it, like, oh, yeah, man, I got no. I'm talking about the real sound fans, all 3-4 accounts that keeps you making money without doing shows. If you don't know what they are and really need help for real, figure out how to reach me. And if you're willing to go through how to reach me, I got you. But, yeah, I want to hear y'all. Straight up, let's get it.
That's what's up. That's what we're here for. Anything you want to add, Queen?
You said what?
I said anything you want to add?
I mean, just stay tuned. I mean, there's definitely, if you guys do want to get a hold of them, there's a lot of artists on here that, you know, need that extra push, that need just that guidance, you know, and that's why I like to bring in artists such as Drevo and then Lyric, you know what I mean, because they know, they're in the
mm-hmm.
scene. You guys, Drevo's down in Mississippi. He's traveling. He's doing his thing. Lyric's down in Oklahoma, New Orleans, Atlanta. He's all over the place. You know what I mean? From California to Arizona. So if you guys need to link up with anybody, Lee Band's got the graphics. He got the videos. Whatever it may need, you know, reach out to one of us, whatever it is. You know, definitely we're all about trying to help you artists, you know.
Real. I'm with it. And, you know, I say, and, you know, to make it clear for a few people, I say, if you willing to reach out to me, figure out how to reach me, because a lot of people, man, like, you know, humans in general, like, no particular person or whatever, like, a lot of people don't understand, or overstand, rather, what this industry really takes, you know what I'm saying? And, like, the crazy part is, talent in 2023 is only probably, like, 2% right about now. Because you got ghostwriters controlling this whole game for real. It's been like that. It's been a bendership with that.
Yep.
I mean, the game structured like that. But but nowadays, like, it's a 2% because nobody wants to be different. Nobody got the courage to really come in there and say, bop, 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 and everybody coming up, bop, 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 bop. Like, that's cool. That's a cool style, but nobody talking no more. You know what I mean? So when you get people and be like, hey, I'm going to put you on something, you go to showing them, like, what this business really is, you lay out paperwork. You know what I mean? And I go digging in my files and I make a phone call and they realize that they don't give a damn how talented you are because they got a ghostwriter that's way better. They want to see what kind of person you are. People don't know how to conduct themselves. That's why I say if you're willing to go out that extra mile and figure out how to reach me, I promise you on everything in me, you heard me? You won't regret it. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to continue to rock with Next to Blow, Scissor Catch to that. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do your releases here, I'll help you. For sure, for sure. all the way. I'm not giving you insight and solid information. I mean, my solid wisdom from personal experience, from helping, from teaching, I mean, coaching, everything that I do, I'm going to give you that insight. But if you're going to stay down and make sure this empire that's helping people go further with good intent going to continue to blossom, I open my whole notebook. Like, for real, for real. So if y'all start, if it's hot and it sounds good, some of y'all might just holler at, you know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, other than that, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Already.
Yeah, I'm serious. Hey, look, I'm smiling. Let me tell you something. I'm serious, brother. Like, I just graduated from film school. Now, mind you, like, I still coach for John Casablanca. Like, I was able to work with them without having to pay to work with them. You know what I mean? Thanks to God. But outside of that, instead of me renewing contracts and doing other stuff, they hit me like, hey, why don't you work with us instead of for us? I mean, so I got that access. Then I was put in director school, like not by nobody that came in. Nah, I ain't paid nothing. Richard James, Amy James, the head people that's really dropping dollars on these movies that sit with Pixar on everybody, really do it. Google them. Look them up. That's who put me in school. That was my teachers and my mentors. I mean, like I'm shooting a movie right now out of a $10 million film studio, and I ain't paid $1. That's why I say if they serious and you really legit for real, and you getting numbers, like not meaning like you making numbers on TikTok. Nah, I'm talking meaning like you making money. You can say that you done actually made money because your paper in order. Now, I'm making a lot of money. You could have made $5. That's cool with me. As long as I know your paperwork in order and you able to sit down and be like, you know what, I'm going to forget everything I know because dude ain't playing. And these people got to have money because they ain't asking for money yet. Like, for real. So that's why I say that. I'm with it. I want, hey, we're going to do it and we coming back. Let's go hard. And they ain't just no over-the-phone talking. We going to do it. How we doing it? Yeah, come on. So if y'all got that smoke for real and y'all serious for real,
yeah.
I got my people back. And we going to rock it like that.
Let's get it. Yeah.
We're going to get it popping, man. It's the flow, right? That's the word, right?
That's what we here to do. That's what we here to do right here, network.
Let's
do it. Man, I mean, first Monday, man. We about to get this thing started, but before we do, man, I got one more special guest coming in, tapping in with us. You know, this family right here, man, what's happening?
Hey. What they do, my brother?
Yeah.
What's this at, man?
Yo!
Queen, what's happening?
Right.
What's happening? Long time no hear, bro, man. I miss y'all. How y'all doing?
We good, brother. Goddamn back
in. Miami in the building, 305.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. In the building, man. Just
by Rico.
Just want to come in and first say, man, thank you to everybody, because this platform here, you feel me?
Nah.
This is something that, you know what I'm saying, it started a lot of shit for me, so, you know what I'm saying? Glad to see us back in rotation.
Yep, for real.
What's up, bro? How you been? What's good?
Man, I can't complain, man, you know. If I did, it wouldn't be worth anything anyway, but, you know, just living, man, making the best out of life every day.
Your boy Don Rico, man.
Yes, sir. Who that is?
Yeah.
You know your
other
man,
that grandpa.
I got the
Yeah, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
How you doing, family? How you doing?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm great, man. Glad to hear everybody on, man.
Good to hear all y'all voices, man. That means y'all made it through the pandemic. You made it through Donald Trump. Hell, you're making it through Biden. Everybody better give yourselves a round of applause. You done made it through all these
yes, sir.
Ass niggas. Y'all done made it through
all these. Yeah, you damn right. Man. Well, all type of shit has happened since the last stuff, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit.
Hey, you still living. Damn, can y'all give yourselves a round of applause? I'm talking about real shit, real deal, man.
Nah,
everybody
right.
Is still living and niggas is doing good. Clap.
Yes, sir.
Man out there ate some food the other day, nigga, so I'm living good. I'm just playing.
I'm probably going to eat.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
Yo, Slug, are you
what y'all about to get into? Yeah, I'm going to hang out. You know what I'm saying? I rush home so I can get on here and find some time. So, yeah, I'm here.
All right, bet. Well, I'm gonna keep y'all mics live, not mute. So just make sure you guys have some background in the back going on, because we always know Guadalupe always got somebody in the background.
Yeah,
I mute my phone. I know. I'm a professional.
Grandma.
You know what? That's why we still buy your cookies at the store right now, Queen. See, famous Amos. We still buying your cookies every time. Just make sure you bring a batch of them chocolate chips.
Oatmeal raisin or the peanut butter? Which one?
Nah, I want the chocolate chip.
All right. All right. Like I said, if you guys are tuned in, go to your social media. Tell everybody to tune in because we're about to get into the segment of Next Blow. Or hell no. We're going to play about the first 90 seconds of each track. We'll go down the list and see what everybody will give their feedback of each track. The first track we're going to get into is called Heaven Gate, right here on Next to Blow Radio. Is this Next to Blow or hell no?
One time for the 48 Mafia. One time for the Almighty God above. Thank you for everything. As for Satan, fuck you. I hope you burn. Niggas dropped the ball, that's how the game was played. I just dropped to my knees and say amazing grace. Backstabbers trying to take my place. Say it behind my back, don't say it to my face. I pray the Lord that I don't catch a case. I pray the Lord that I don't catch a case. And when it's my time to die, I just hope I meet my nigga at the heaven gates. Lately I've been in my feelings like I'm Kevin Gates. Lot of stressful situations, I just meditate. Smoking gas to the dome, I just levitate. Left all that bullshit alone, I'm trying to elevate. Guess niggas ain't see my vision, I had to demonstrate. Niggas just insinuate that I'm just in it for the cake. Had niggas filling off my plate, I guess I should have fed them steak. Or should I put my life at stake? Tell me, Lord, I need a break. A lot of niggas won't kill me, a lot of niggas hating. Ain't really tripping, I just use that shit as motivation. I don't really think you would judge me, you knew my situation. My life is like crooked teeth and braces couldn't even straighten. Used to wake up in the morning eating eggs without the bacon. Get to school if you don't want your lunch, shit, I'll take it. That's why I never judge a person by their faces. And I never judge a person by their races. Niggas drop the ball, that's how the game was played.
All right, that was Kevin Gates right here. Yo, let me know, is that Next to Blow or hell no? Let's go ahead and start with...
That's tight. Who that is?
Who's that, Rico?
This yeah, who that?
Oh, Slug? That's
I don't know
what
his name is. Damn
Gotti,
Xangotti,
called Heaven Gates.
Yeah, that's a thumbs up for me.
Shout out to him. He's tuned in right now. Shout out to his team. They've been supporting the show. I wanted to get him on actually for an interview for tomorrow, but he got some things going on. But yeah, what y'all think? Dre, what you think?
I think
that's a hell no.
Who's gonna go first?
He had a good flow, you know what I'm saying? Sound like his shit was mixed up nice too, so you know, he got potential.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I think he got potential. I think it's dope. Like the lyrics, like the concept, you feel me? It's good.
I'm gonna say this. Anybody didn't bring a record to anything. This is Jim's I'm gonna drop on. Any artist is on here right now. Man, the demographic of every record, every genre has a niche in every city, every state, every country.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to say is my suggestion to any artist that come on here, find that niche. If we go with that demographic, push it. Market, promote. That's all I'm going to
mm-hmm.
say. But my opinion, that's a blow. I hear different regions for it already. East Coast, of course, I hear it. I can hear some West Coast people messing with it, especially down south. A lot of people have their opinions. It's a niche. So it's like, I salute whoever made the track, find a niche on it, promote it. If you let it go still, then you killing yourself. So I'm telling you now, don't let it go still, because it is a blow. So I give you that one. That's a blow.
Word.
So,
hey, yo, is he on here?
Yeah, he tuned in. I'm trying to let him know if he want to go live. I don't know what number. There's so many numbers on the switchboard right now. I don't know which number is his. So if you want to go live, inbox me your number.
I know you're listening, Foolin. So check it out, brother. That's a blow, homie. And like, hey, like Grandpa said, yeah, and, you know, everybody, you know, got their formula. But the fact of the matter is that formula come with power heads. The question for you is, dog, not anything other than if you want to deal with a label or if you want to stay independent and just fuck with the label promoters. Because right about now, the way that sound, dog, like, yeah, it's cool to drop a couple hundred in a promoter pocket. That's really LinkedIn for real, like ETC, you know, everything check out there in Houston. With Prince and them, like, it's cool to rock with somebody like that, dog, because your music is elite, bro. Now, only thing I can say from the business side of things I have heard from being around in that table, bro, that intro, when you're doing business like that, that intro, yeah, keep it raw, because I can't
too long.
Oceans in the studio. But the intro with F the Devil, cut them off. Don't give them no life, because right about now, you like Bam said, you're going to attract a crowd of people. And when you attract that crowd of people, the moment that you don't reciprocate what they fell in love with you for, it's going to be a problem.
They leave you alone.
And keep how you doing, because it's on point, your production, your word is, and I promise you, brother, like I'm sitting right there in the lab, I can see you moving your hand saying, you don't want it, I take that. Like I'm feeling you. It's hot, brother. Like for real. Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm fucking with that.
Yeah, man. Keep going with that shit. I fuck with that shit. But, yeah, I had to learn that shit, too, about them long-ass intros. They will tell you, hey, my nigga, that shit is too long, bruh. That real shit. But that motherfucker night, no, that I ain't going to cap to you.
That
big grandpa speaking right here. I'm talking about 1950s with the rapping shit. You know what I mean?
Come on, now.
I'm just playing, y'all.
It's nice, brother. It's nice. And think about it. In a few seconds that you gave us on the intro, that you fed to whatever the energy is you're talking about, we could have had you, but we still got you. But just think about that. You know what I mean? Like, do your thing. You blowing. This was up. Now leave out your hood and keep going and don't look back. That part.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to him, though. Like I said, he can't come live right now. He had some business he had to take care of, but he's definitely tuned in. Like I said, I'm going to try to get him on for an interview. If you guys want to join in on that as well, probably in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, make sure you guys go check him out. I think he's from Kentucky, I believe. Van Gotti, Xangotti. Make sure you guys check him out.
Danny and Gotti?
That song is called.
Yeah, I'm going to go follow. Look
at her. She over there. M. Gotti. Look at her. Over there. Yeah, that would be nice to hear. See, you know, I got to start with your ass because we've been waiting on. I've been waiting to get out, just get on your ass because you know what? We was waiting.
Just wait to get down to Atlanta for my birthday, man. I already told you.
Trey, wait.
All right. Shout out to, I think that was overall next to blow. Definitely shout out to him. If you guys are tuned in, we will get to some more callers. I want to get into some more tracks. We do got quite a few artists submitted. I know we have about two for sure artists that submitted music from South Africa. We have a lot of artists that actually submitted music from South Africa and all over other countries and stuff like that too. So it's not just a Minnesota thing where I'm located, you know. Lee Bands is from H-Town to Georgia. Got Lucci's in Atlanta. Rico's down there in, you know, Miami. Lyric, you know, he's from New Orleans. Like I said, Oklahoma. We're all over the place, not just the United States. So
I
ain't going
damn Oklahoma. Hold on. Back that shit up. Hold up, man. Stop the play. Fuck, file, technical. Run that back. Audible. Hell no. New Orleans, born and raised. 0017, man. East side, stand up. What they talking about? I'm in Oklahoma because of Bennett. Hell no.
You still fucking
hell
out there, though, right? You got to rep Oklahoma, though, because you
I got love for him. I ain't going to be flagging like that, you know what I'm saying? But I got love for him. I got respect for him. Y'all put it like that. I got respect for him. But I ain't about to be out your OKC down now. We ain't doing that.
Oh, no. I'm from the South, man. Girl, like, hey, man,
right.
Hold on. You I'm from here.
Yeah, like, hold up, man.
You thought I was over there, but I'm over here.
Like, you know what I'm saying? On the corner, you
know? No, I know where he's from, y'all. I know, you know, the crazy thing about me and Lyric is, shout out to Shelby, and some of y'all may remember her. Shelby Maserati used to co-host and take over Tuesdays. We did a Takeover Tuesdays, New Orleans Takeover, and Lyric was one of the artists that we interviewed that night, and then we've been rocking like that since. So that was 2015, I think.
Yeah.
Right, Lyric?
I was still with No Limit then. I was still with No Limit. Yep. Still fucking with them.
But
so
let's go ahead and get
hey, one time. Hey, also, see coming home, man. Free C Murder, Free Corey. Real for real.
Next track is called Success. Let us know if this is next to blow or hell no.
Crazy on the beat.
Miss you, baby.
Right, that was Success right here on Next to Blow Radio. Drevo, what you think? Next to Blow or hell no?
That's a blow because it sounds like it needs to be on a movie soundtrack. That's a blow.
All right. That's a blow. All right. Lee Bams, what you think?
I say that's a next to blow. It got that vibe for that demographic, you know? Yeah, like I said, like Drago said, you can hear it on the soundtrack of a movie or something. But definitely you can hear that thing in the club.
Definitely, definitely. I know I was just at a reggae night, and, like, I just was there a couple nights ago, and I could definitely hear that track there. Definitely. I give it a next blow. Shout out to him. What you think, Lyric?
I like it. As far as next to blow, like, you know, like, as far as the talent is there. Now, you know, remember on that business shit, the next to blow, you got to be able to market that. Now, think about it. When you go to a little rapper's concert, now, Bad Barbie, different. Whatever nigga, Bad Barbie, Bad Bunny, whatever the nigga name is, that little nigga that's kissing niggas and shit, him. You know what I mean? Now, it's a, you know, he got a different kind of demographic because he all the way, you know what I'm saying, he all the way lax. So his people going to ride no matter what the hell he do, they going to ride with it. When you coming in this kind of field with that kind of music, yeah, placement is cool. But even for placement, you got to meet a certain kind of criteria for that. That song is awesome, but it's a lot of things that got to be changed in order for that to be displayed and published the right way for him to get that proper placement and publishing. So it's a blow, but it's going to take a lot of work to get that right because I can hear you. But when you perform that, how that sound? Do you sound the same way if you listening? Because if you don't sound the same way, home, I'm going to get to you raw, dog, because I want the same thing. Like, if you don't sound like that when you perform that, you got to think about who in front of you. It's not competition, but think about who ahead of you. You got Kevin Gates in front of you. Before them, You got, who else? You got, what's that boy's name? Stevie Wonder, the legend. You got a lot of people that got that kind of playfulness in their voice. You got Earth, Wind & Fire. You got, you know what I'm saying, with that boy, Ricky Moore. You got a lot of people ahead of you. So when you think about hopping in that lane with that pop and that retro sound, you got to think about seeing them people perform. Not their numbers, not their money, not how they look, but them, their performance. If you can't perform that and it sound like it sound, that's not a blow, baby. You got to go back in the studio and rework that. But I like the way it sounds, so it's a blow on that level. I have to give it to you all, baby, but I like it.
Definitely. Yeah, that's one of the artists from Nigeria. Shout out to them. I know he been waiting. But yeah, shout out to him though. What do you think?
That's a nice sound coming from out there though. That's a good sound.
Yeah, it is.
That pair, that boy. If he need a feature, I can sign too.
More life.
Fuck yeah. I'm fucking with it though. I like it though, baby. Keep doing your shit. Come to America, cross over, G. But just know that market wicked, baby. Don't let them fuck with you. For real. Be ready for them.
Yeah, keep
his
going,
name
my
is,
boy. You gotta get
Ryan. MikkyLyNiz. I don't know how to say it. Mickey Ryan. Yeah.
Well, yo, baby. That's on Facebook and Instagram.
He's at what?
That's on Facebook and Instagram.
Let me see. That's his Instagram. His social media is Mickey Lyons Instagram. MikkyLyNiz.
Got it.
That's his Facebook too, but I got his original Facebook, but that's his fan page too, so that's his.
You don't do that Facebook thing. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, so that's the next blow right here on Next Blow Radio. Let's go ahead and get into the next track. This one is called Maintenance Man. Is this next to blow or hell no?
Casanova, baby. I need you.
What's wrong, baby?
My husband broke. My boyfriend broke. My lawnmower broke. My refrigerator broke.
Anything you want, anything you need, I'll be there, no worries, satisfaction guaranteed. Baby, I'm your maintenance man.
Your maintenance,
yeah. Good time getting a little rough, you say you need a little help. I'll be there in a hurry, just me and my two belts.
And a turn can't get no sleep. One call, that's all ASAP. You know I'll be there for you. Yeah. And whether early in the morning, in the middle of the night, just call old boy and I'll swing by. You know I know what to do.
All right, he said he know what to do. So that's Maintenance Man right here on Next Blow Radio.
That shit fit the song, Maintenance Man. That nigga name fit the song.
I got the tune in on that one. Hey, look, whoever that is, tell him to contact me. I got a plug for him right now.
What's his dude name, man? I'm rocking. What's his name?
His name is Casanova with two D's.
Casanova, if you listening right now, I need you to contact me, King Dravo Coolidge. King Dravo Coolidge on everything.
Yeah,
Dravo Coolidge. Just Google it.
Hit me up.
That market right there. That's
is marketable. It's
you know they're gonna play that in all the
Southern Soul. They gonna play
hole
in the wall.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
That's the vibe I caught right there.
say,
Mississippi mess with that Southern soul hard. That's what I'm saying. Hit me up. I got a plug for you. Hit me
now,
up.
Okay.
You on to something.
Bro, I got to follow you. Say, bro, we got all the hole in the wall deep in New Orleans, man. Let's go, man. Uncle Kermit got a ball, man. Let's go. I know everybody. Come on, man. Let's go, man. Say, I'm with that. And, hey, I think I'm a maintenance man, too, though, dog. So I'm rocking with you, Red. That's going to blow for sure, for sure. And you got the old time. Hey, you got the 80s, baby. No, you got the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and some of the 90s. Boy, that's 50 years of people, dog. Let's work, dog. Niggas missing the plan. Let's work. I like it. Red, son of a maintenance man. Come on, bro. Let's do it, dog. Let's do it. We got everybody. Come on, now. That's smart. I like it. Hey, out of everybody tonight, I'm going to say this now. They're going to hate me. But out of the three we done heard, I think Red the coldest and got the best marketing plan ever. And I don't even think you know it. I don't even think you know it. I like it. You can market that. Ain't nobody getting shot. Ain't nobody getting raped. Man, I'm with that, dog. Ain't no drug use being displayed. Come on, man. Red talking about sliding up because somebody's slipping. He going to take it back. He going to take care. He going to pay them bills. He going to love on you. Probably put that meat and the tongue on you at the same time if he could. Yeah, man. That's marketable, bro. Some people going to feel that, even white people.
I like might even
play. Man, that's blue.
For real, Lou. Think about it.
Watch out for the mayor once.
Hey, look,
yeah, man. Yeah, man.
They always looking for a maintenance man.
Right. I'm 3 o'clock
in the morning.
I'm feeling
come fix my face.
They ain't doing no wrong. That sound like a fresh pair of nails, shoes. That
yeah, that's
like
a go,
wrong.
Man.
It's time to fix the pipe.
That's a go.
I don't even know his social media information. He just sent in the song. But this is what I'm saying. Like, artists, you need to send in your information. When you're submitting music, please include your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, something. You know what I mean? All I got was just the song and the artist name. That's it. But, hey, that's all you need, right? I got his email. So if anybody wants to reach out to him, that's cool.
I'm glad that niggas went whining on this episode. I'm glad these niggas weren't whining like usual music. You hear everybody singing, whining, dancing, ass shaking. Everybody, I'm on my T-Pain shit. Throw them something else.
Come on now. Dude, that's a whole bag, bro. That man can go to every music festival in the nation and sing that.
It's going to blow because it's different.
Yep.
Bro,
is
I don't know who your management is, bro, but you might need to fire a dude, man, or female, bro, and holler at the boy, man. I'm pumped, bro. You go to Jazz Fest right now. What you saying, homie? Come on, man. Got a hit, brother. Dang.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Right. Well, make sure you guys pass it over, Fred. That was called the News Man. Let's go ahead and get into the next track. This one is called Dick on Arrival, DOA.
What it is?
Wow.
What's it called?
Dick on Arrival. Let's go.
I'm on my way, like GTA. That DOA. I'm on my way, like GTA. Had a long day. That DOA. Would it be okay?
Messy sheets and the messy thoughts. Where your phone, baby, cut it off. Lights on, don't turn them off. Press your cord while I break you off.
I'm on my way, like GTA. Had a long day, that DOA. Would it be okay? We go in my head.
Messy sheets and the messy thoughts. Where your phone,
we
baby, cut it off.
Head.
Lights on, don't turn them off. Press record
we
while I break you off.
Let me take a trip to your private island. Love the way you grip every time I slide. That's just the wet high, fish my dive in. Rock the boat just like both sides. Let's run on my high club. Where we going, make your mind up. Get lost, can't find it. If your phone ring, decline them.
Cause baby, it's just me and you. Panoramic view, no freak of the vibe. Just tell dude that you let them lose. Need somebody who that's gonna fuck you all night. I understood the assignment. Need that you know where to find it. Plus if I'm touching your spine, yeah. Can't wait to get to your body, yeah.
I'm on my way, like GTA. Had a long day, DOA. Would it be okay? We go in my head.
Messy sheets and the messy thoughts. Where your phone, baby, cut it off. Lights on, don't turn them off. Press record while I break you off.
I'm on my way, like GTA.
That was Dick on Arrival right here on Next Glow Radio. D-Legit. That's his name. What y'all think? Next Glow or Hell No?
I fuck with it, but the name, bro, if you put that on a BTS radio station, bro, you have to change. You look, don't say Dick on the Ground, please. Say DOA, bro. Hey. Please just say DOA if you put on radio.
It is.
We don't have a TV show, yeah.
So
if the female's fucking with it, nigga gonna be sitting there, he gonna be jamming that shit too. He like, shit, that will get her in the mood. Shit, okay, let's go. Shit.
Yeah, I like it. I just think he's just done that
some blunt and some 42s.
Honestly, all the tracks I heard, man, the quality has been there, though. You know what I mean? Like, I like all the quality on all the songs. Like, niggas is actually taking the time to really, like, you know what I'm saying, get their shit to sound good. Even if I don't like the song, like, the quality is banging right now. So, shout out to all the artists, man, taking the time and perfecting their shit.
Well, been a big difference.
Yes, sir. I ain't heard nothing that I wouldn't probably hear on the radio station down here somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't call Rab on radio.
Yeah. I still think you should sell your song. Like, you should try to start selling music, because if you producing it like that, bro, you should probably try to link up one of these ghostwriters people, dog, right now, because they doing that, bro. And, like, try to find you a home, bro, and start ghostwriting, brother. Not saying you ain't got it because you do, but I hear a sound that I hear a lot, and I see a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, get that sound put in their hand, dog, and that will bring you a lot more bread, brother. I mean, but, hey, I'm fucking with it, you know what I'm saying, because I probably put that bitch on and talk this shit and go fuck a nigga bitch. But at the same time.
You got that format. You got that format.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I got to give it to you raw, baby. But, yeah, DOA, dog. I'm with you, baby. Do your shit.
I'm going to tell C-Man that. I'm going to tell C-Man that tonight. DOA. I'm going to bring that DOA to the house. What's DOA? Come on.
For real.
Be like, what the
that's
fuck
a
blow.
That's a blow.
Just gonna
find out.
No, I'm about to
pull
up.
Hit you with that.
Definitely shout out to him. That is D Legit. D E E space L E E G I T. He's out of Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to him. I know he got a couple more tracks. I think he submitted. No, that's the only one. But definitely shout out to him.
Right, hey, where are you from?
Missouri.
Missouri?
Would you say his name?
No, that's dope, man.
That is.
Kansas City. All right, let's get into this next track. I'll deal with it. Let us know. Is this Next to Blow or Hell No?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Mo, this a hit. I've been trying to find some peace within myself. You can try to give it, I don't want it. Instead of trying to bash me, how about you come and ask me how I'm feeling mentally? A nigga feel like crashing, but I know I'm on my own. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. Can't pick up the phone cause you folded. Guess I gotta roll with the motion. It's been hard for me to sleep at night, battling all these demons in my mind like medieval knights. And I know that I ain't been living right, but I ain't the only man in the world who wanna take his life. I'm tired. I'm tired of fucking trying. I'm tired of all the lying, talking about it's gonna be fine. Why waste my time? And go and vent to who when we all know Vince Trump through other rooms. Can't say that shit ain't true. Tell me who the fuck is you? Acting like your life is perfect. We all go through shit, but it's some shit that never reached the surface. I know I ain't found my purpose, but I know one thing for certain. I'ma show my ass up in this booth until I close my curtain. For real.
I've been trying to find some peace within myself. You can try to give it, I don't want it. Instead of trying to bash me, how about you come and ask me how I'm feeling mentally? A nigga feel like crashing, but I know I'm on my own. I'm 1,000 miles away from home. Can't pick.
All right,
yo, deal
with it.
Yo, that's
BDK. I like that.
Just so anybody knows, just so everybody knows, that is my artist. That's my artist.
That nigga tight, though.
That is BDK, yeah. Man. He got an album out right now called Done Playing. Y'all go check that out. He got an album out right now, Done Playing.
Where you
that
from?
Boy's the next bad boy at R&B. He's from Mississippi. He's from Mississippi. That's my artist.
He's from Mississippi?
Yeah. He's from Mississippi.
Okay.
But that's just the thing about it. He sent you deal with it. No, you need to hear Done Playing. You need to hear his other stuff, the straight R&B. When I say that boy is the next bad boy of R&B, he is the next bad boy of R&B. I vouch for that. Dravo Coolidge is vouching for VDK. Next to blow all the way. He up next. Up next, and I vouch for him. See,
nice. I like that. I say, bro, man, I'm fucking with it.
You know where Woodsville at? What's
you said what?
Actually, you know where Woodsville, Mississippi at?
Well, now I ain't gonna know where it's at, but it sounds good.
Hey, I got a spot. All this, y'all shit published already? Oh yeah, it's already published. Everybody, we do our publishing. Everybody, like we kind of already. Yeah, he
that's
a different
kind of
fish.
He got
a whole album out.
I like that. Yeah, that's next to Blue, though.
Like that. What he got? Hey, what he got in front of that album?
That ain't even his best stuff, though. That's the thing about it. That ain't even his best stuff. Pause.
No, hey, but what's in front of that album and what's behind it? What's in front and what's behind it? That's his first album?
Nah, that ain't my first album, but like with me is his first album. He done put an album out before, but he put more in depth with this one. Like, he in tune with his, with, put it like this, every female in America can feel what this man's vibe is. When, even with the song he just sent, deal with it. He's telling
he
you about what
this
man.
Yeah.
He found
it.
Hey,
and
that's
marketable?
Is he marketable?
Yes, very, very. You got to check out the whole project. Done Playing is the whole project.
Yeah, you hey, gotta so hear the whole album. I like that. I like what I just heard though, and I only act like if he marketable and he can move free, you know what I'm saying, do what he want, and he ain't got no shit attached to him. That's a different kind of conversation off this of his phone, dog. Like for real. I went to Atlanta for one of my partners and did some work out there and fell in some studios too. I got a lot of people, bro. And for some reason, the people that, like, you know, that respect me back, like, they do shit that niggas be like, hey, bro, how much that shit cost? And it'll be costing me. So hey, if he can move like that, though, and we can put that shit together and make it sound good on paper, like, not like contract shit, but, like, on paper to what the plan is, the beginning, the middle, and the end shit. Like, we make that shit sound good like that, yeah, I won't fuck with that. I'll go speak. I'll open my mouth. I'll do that one. I like that. That shit sound good.
I will call him tonight.
I can hear pain. I don't know who mixing doing what he's doing, but I can still hear like a little pain in homie's voice. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sounds different. That sounds different.
Yeah, he made you feel that
like
bitch.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whole project
real.
Done playing out right now. VDK 601 on Instagram. Hit that man, look, check that man music out. We got an album out right now, Done Playing. It's out right now on all platforms. For real.
I like that. I like that, dog.
Definitely.
I like that.
Oh, that's he's the one that you got the track to, right? With two, right, Dravo? You guys got a track together.
Yeah.
That about a
we have over. I think me and him got about a bit. We got that together. No. For most stuff, I ain't sent you yet, but I was going to send it to you as an exclusive. So you get what we coming with. But we come with, like, he records the same studio I record. So we working work.
Okay. Well, definitely shout out to him. I think that's another unanimous next to blow. Hey, we starting off good. I was kind of worried because we never know what the fuck is going to get submitted. You know what I mean? So never know. You never know. But, yeah, shout out to everyone that is tuning in.
Niggas just taking their time with their shit. They taking their
right.
time with their shit. They don't want to get booed off the stage.
That's the thing about the platform, you know. And see, that good constructive criticism, have people going back to their lab, man, and getting in there and making more serious. Putting more into it.
They do that.
That's what you love to do. Hell yeah, why cheat yourself with it? See, that's you. You know what I'm saying? That's
see,
you.
I'm telling you, dog. I used to be in the studio, bro, with some of them niggas, man, fucking with No Limit, and we'll be in that bitch, like, deep, bro. And, like, some niggas will be in that bitch, you know what I mean? And, you know, and niggas do what they do, and then some niggas be in that bitch, and they got, like, a whole motherfucking, a whole fucking notepad, like, spread out across the floor. You know, like, loosely paper everywhere just to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being an artist. And that's what, like, seeing that kind of shit, that's what made me fall in love. Like,
yeah, that's the joy of it, though, man. Like, to see over time to see how you know what I'm saying, to see the growth and the way you take it. You know, like, I've been doing music for a while, even myself. I used to go to the studio with a bunch of niggas, you know what I'm saying? But now, I ain't gonna lie, I book 3-4 hours and go in there by myself just to make sure everything is perfected. I can control the time better, you know what I'm saying? Keep my mind clear, you know, because you got to treat this shit like a job. Like, if you love this shit, and you trying to make it with this, you got to treat it like your job, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're at your job, you can't invite your homies to your job, you know what I'm saying?
Nope. That's real fast. Hey, that's what we need to put
in love with. You go to work, you go goddamn put in 8 hours, so you should be able to go home and put in some hours into your damn self.
You're damn real right.
That's a dangerous sport, though. That's a dangerous sport because it's like, a lot of people are not aware how real this shit is. You know what I'm saying? Bro. People live this life, and it's a way of life for a motherfucker, or it's an escape for most people. And people not knowing how the full vibration and the energy that come behind these songs actually have people in tune on different type of megahertz, and niggas not tuned in to some real shit.
What it do? You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that would make me fall in love with that business shit, because I'll be in there. You know what I mean? My partner, like, man, hop on the track, man. Make it sound like this for me. And do that ad-lib shit you do, man. Make that shit sound full. And that would make me fall in love. Not the music, but being able to be in a position to put people in a studio that I know for a fact, dog. If you went ask them niggas how much it is, they going to tell you $5,000, nigga. They going to tell Lyric $35 an hour, dog. Like, I fell in love with that shit. Because I have to see, like you say, you got some partners that can come in there, some females that can, some that can't. And I've been through studios, you know what I'm saying, from like coast to coast. Like, and I'm thankful for that, you know, and got trust. So when I get people that, hey, bro, I want my partner to fall through, like being an actual like studio manager, dog, from coast to coast, bro. That's one of the most joyous and most peaceful things. And when you can put 2, 3, 4, 5 people together in one work spot and watch them niggas laugh and clown and they still be working. One nigga might smoke, 4, 5 might smoke. Maybe the next time only one nigga smoke, everybody drink, that nigga might pop pills. I respect your mind, homie. I got shrooms for you, too. Whatever on the table we could do, nigga, to make you right, we going to get you right. That's how you feel. And be to watch people get loose, dog, and really be comfortable. And some niggas, but I didn't watch niggas come out their shirt, dog, with no gun. And I'm talking about this nigga, DD, this nigga, this. And we all in that bitch, and nigga sweating, spitting back and forth each other's face on the microphone, talking all that gangster shit. And they come out that bitch and heard me and be like, Lyric, that bitch sound right, huh, brother? Like, yeah, and then my nigga that run the studio would take that song they did and then sell it to somebody else. And niggas don't realize that's the comfort in being able to be in the studio and realize the studio is not a stoop. That's your home. That's your office. That's your sanctuary. That's your whatever it is for you. You know what I'm saying? And from what I hear from these artists, that's what it sounded like. Everybody that came through this thing tonight, you know what I mean? It sounded like all of them realized that. Now, imagine how crucial that sound. You put the old school G, you put OG on a hook, and put all these niggas on a song with. Niggas ain't thinking like that. Everybody won't be the man. Nigga, fuck that monkey shit you talking, nigga. Go get one of these fucking John Mayer ass niggas. Go get that motherfucker Irwin and Fire type nigga. Go get this other motherfucking nigga. Go get the Stevie Wonder nigga. And go get a partial piece of Lil Wayne nigga and make a track. And now we can talk about, hey, dog, we are successful entertainers. We legends. Because think about it, all the legends, it wasn't the music that they did that made them legends or their talent. It was what they did outside that shit. Pac was a legend because of the way he moved politically. Mariah Carey was a legend because why? The shit she done behind the scenes, let's be real, but she sucked that dick, be cool, it's a different conversation. It's the shit that people did outside the music that picked up real talk. I'm being so serious. That's what made these niggas powerful, what made these humans, these people, these beings, whatever you want to call them, powerful. And with that kind of comfort, with these five, four people that have been on here, they could all do that because they sound like they're happy with themselves. But so whoever listening, if you an artist, man, fuck that money shit because that shit bring problems, dog. Fuck the fucking car because believe it or not, that's another liability in the building. Niggas going to watch your ass the whole time, bro. And fuck the jury if you can help it, dog. Do that shit. Find your niche and become your own self within yourself, man. Because everybody I heard on here, whether you listening or not or whoever you are, man, y'all done y'all shit. So if y'all want to do it, what I heard tonight, man, y'all got to do it like that. Be comfortable, bro, because it ain't about being a hot nigga or hot, how you should sound. Shouldn't nobody sound the same. That's when they got the game fucked up, unless you got a ghostwriter on the same label and, nigga, you one of them niggas. But shouldn't nobody sound the same, man? All that shit unique, you know what I'm saying? You know, in and out. And if you like that, man, then come back to us. Next to Blow, homie, drop your shit, submit your shit, run that shit, be confident. You know what I'm saying? It's called artist development. Why? Because artists get developed through their craft, man. Stop playing. And I'm Sir Lyric Esquire. Y'all ain't know. Hashtag Sir Lyric Esquire. You can find me. That's how you find me. Get that. So you can, matter of fact, Google me because Google verified me. So go Google me. They ain't add me. They verified me. So go do that, too. I'm on that bitch. You heard me? Like, for real, man. It's about the business.
I'm about to say Google him. Look
for
him
real.
Up.
I don't care about none of that music shit, bro. Let's do the best do music business because I hear talent, dog.
And
business, people that
and building relationships.
Real. When you have a talent and you can teach that talent, that's a whole different ball game. And mind you, a lot whoever listening, bro, I had to be retaught on how to be humiliated because why? I teach 6-year-old kids to 78-year-old people about how to become models and actors and apply makeup, man, for one of the most prestigious companies in the United States and outside the coast. John Casablanca, man. That's who I work for outside of what I do, man. I'm hearing it and I'm seeing it, man. Get cool with humility and forget everything you ever thought that music game or whatever entertainment was going to do for you and realize what you could do for entertainment. Once you do that and be a giver, that's how you win. These dudes ain't that got the money for real. They ain't on Instagram capping. But the ones who really got money that you don't see on social media for real, I don't like their music. But guess what? When you look behind them, there's a whole nation of people they birthed. That's what it's about. Realize what you can do, you know what I'm saying? What you can do for entertainment, not what it can do for you. Like, forget it. You feel like you ain't the hottest. You know why? Because you're looking to see what can be done for you. You got to do to get stuff done for you, man. That's the way it goes. Everybody that got bread now, I promise y'all, on everything I'm telling you, my mentor showed me this and taught me this. And them dudes really in Area 51, like, for real on some shit. I didn't learn some shit, bro. You have to be a giver. So realize what you can give to entertainment that can help the people that's coming behind you be motivated when their girls say, or their homies say, oh, whatever, dog, or their people around them not supporting what they know that they can do naturally because it's going to help them pass them up mentally and spiritually. Like, stay up, man, look, keep that shit in perspective, dog, because all y'all sound good, man. I don't know what to come next, you know what I'm saying? But so far, say, bro, I commend that, dog, and mind you, I don't like doing music, bro. I have to because my partners did some dumb shit, and I got to hold that bitch down until they come home, and I don't want to do that shit. But until then, hey, keep doing what y'all doing, bro. For real. Like, for real, man. Y'all stay solid, bro. BDK, Casanova, that's Zan, right? And then it's Mickey, I think. Isn't it? Yeah, man. Y'all,
Mickey,
hey, right? but y'all got some solid people on this platform to help y'all, man. Y'all keep going. So I don't know who we got next, but I hope they do like everybody else did. Man,
let's get more tracks. This next track is called, let's see, Metaphorically Speaking. Let's go. Next to Blow or Hell No.
Whoa.
Jack.
Whoa.
Oh, they thought I was done, huh?
Why, baby?
Hold up. Whoa. Every bottle that vomits a throw up. Whoa. While I grip on my planets and go nuts. Whoa. Any challenge that's out, I'ma show up. Kinda took a hiatus to grow up.
Damn.
Put some work on my style, got my flow up.
Damn.
Still got the leeway with the glow up. Now I'm flirting y'all out where there's Noah.
Oh, you want more?
good God. Get out of rap guy, y'all don't rap hard. Quit with the facade, tryna act hard. Shouldn't try to play tough, it don't last long. My job in the work is a NASCAR. Like I'm kinda mad at the gas, y'all. Y'all couldn't rap with Madagascar. Boy, I'm putting y'all down like a mad dog. My flow be so heavy, no tab, I'll be flaming on every beat like I'm a dragon. Y'all be fabricated like press-ons, but I be chomping on these beats at a mess off. Don't be a love dog, I was slept on. Like four verse were running, I kept on. Flow big, I ain't get stepped on. South Paul with a mic with my left arm. Keep firing on me, hope you got jeans on. I'll get at you, dog, don't sneeze wrong. I got the game tight, no Teflon. Stay alert, can't get crept on.
So nasty like Etnaw.
Y'all can't pass me, that's dead wrong. My precision can't miss y'all. So dog, don't make me dismiss y'all. Man, I'm gone.
Heck nah.
The beat back on, so it's like nah. When it comes to this mic, I'll fight y'all. I'm not Tyson, dog, I ain't gotta bite y'all. Y'all got caps in your rap, take the hat off. It's not in your future, mask off. Like the streets ain't tough, ass hard. Think about it, that could put you with a dead heart. I'm a beast, don't jump in my sandlot. Better not act out what you planned out. This is not a touch with no risk of scuffle. That half is inside of a sandbox. The heat is dog can make it so glow. The weed that I smoke makes slow-mo. All right,
that was metaphorically speaking.
Thanks.
What y'all think?
Hey, I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounds like I heard that song before. Like, you know, I heard that on different type of. I think his flow is tight, but it's nothing like that makes it really stand out to be like, oh, that's him. You know what I mean? It sounds like some other track that I heard that sound like it. You know what I'm saying? But I think the flow is tight though. You feel me? And the way it transitioned though, it didn't transition too smooth, but the flow is tight. And like I say, like it sounds like something I heard already that somebody else got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like an artist that been on here before that done blew him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Like,
his flow got better. But
yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
The flow
that
got better,
like,
then.
Ain't nothing that
good.
Oh, like, saying that, though. It's cool, metaphorically speaking, or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
But
I'm going to go next and say, I'm going to catch you with the red light. With the stop by. With the drive by. No shot.
This nigga here crazy, man.
Yeah, shout out to him. That's L. Dot. He's submitted music many times here on Next to Blow Radio. Definitely. He's still
hanging
out
there.
Shit,
with buddy. He's gone, bro.
Never mind me, bro.
You been on, we done played this music before, huh, Queen?
Yeah.
We played his shit before?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He sound like he done been on here before.
Go to the next song, man.
That name.
Go to the next song.
Go to the next song.
M. L. Dot out of Texas.
I can't do this shit with song,
man.
Hey, look, I'm gonna buy y'all a king cake, son. Fuck that, dog. Hey, bro. Hey, dog. Look here, bro. Don't shoot me, bro. I got a vest and a hoodie, but please don't shoot me, dog. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
I'll leave that man alone, man.
Sorry, bro. Hey,
you say no cry.
Go find my profile and spam my shit, dog. I'm about to beat his ass up. But anyway, yeah. I love you, bro. All
right. Next track
was
going to
get in one of y'all comments and spam y'all shit in y'all comments.
It's called Marco.
Hey, don't
let
spam me. Hey, don't tase me, bro.
Be mad at Queen T. Gonna be like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Fucking joint. Back on that knocker shit. Yeah. Pat blow flow like I'm putting cocaine up my nose and I'm lighting up the hydro. Then it's Pat blow. Where's my SQ bra? Can I please give myself another count of draft? I'm packing up a billy, don't make me laugh. I'll blow the cherry out and I burn the car. But hold up, wait, gonna put my balls in the mouth of the clowns that are chasing the clown top prize. Don't fuck around, better bring that sponge board down. Cheers, man. Yeah, I I'm a greedy cat, cause the green better give me that. Before I do a death attack, I'd have a smack attack. It ain't MMA when I'm twisting up an elbow. Red in the face, like a tickle me Elmo. I don't wanna beef, but I bring a smoke though. Just got to the job and a smoke out. Rolling the dice like I'm playing yacht. Just done a whole case with a car key. Did it get to meet to the barbie? Told them until I'll be back in RP. Really just stopped at the pub for a palmy.
Was that the same dude?
No.
That's the same nigga.
Oh, because that sounded like the same song, like,
no,
you know,
the
same type of flow. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't feeling that one. No disrespect,
water.
That's not one for me.
That was shit water. I said it. Morning. Wherever he at, it's probably 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm gonna tell you like this: early in the morning, dog. I got fam all over. I respect your craft, my G. But let me tell you something. I don't know what the fuck you were saying. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the fuck you did. That stick tickly shit. I don't know what you did in the middle, dog. But my dick can rap better than that, son. I said that shit.
Call on the chain, man.
The delivery.
The only time
he rap good is when he rap presents.
Yeah, dog. Hey, after he got bad, son.
Go back to the studio and do it again.
We need to put that back on, because this dude, bro, I don't know what you smoking. That you got to be that crystal meth.
That boy said that was shit juice. That's what that
was. It
was
straight Johnson juice. Back of the ass water juice, man. I'm talking about
thank you, donkey, all the day.
Behind
the
Chinese.
They gonna be in your inbox real soon. They gonna be like,
man.
Damn, that fucked up. You thought, I thought you told me they weren't going to say nothing about my music.
Slide in my DM, homie. Slide in my DM. I accept all that. All I'm going to do is screenshot your ass, and I'm going to find out who your broad is. I'm going to send it to your broad. I'm going to let one of my partners in the UK go fuck your bitch because they whipped up over there. Fuck your bitch.
Damn, that fucked up. That must, I might. That's fucked up, Coin Toy. That's fucked up, Coin Toy. You didn't tell me. That they wasn't going to look my music.
It's bloody awful.
That's bloody shitty fuck.
All right, I think it's unanimous. That's the hell, though. Go ahead and submit another track. You never know. Go back to the board.
Yeah, come back, bro. Hey, it wasn't
yeah,
me.
Just come
I'm
back, man.
So,
maybe
that
wasn't it. You got to pick another one out of the catalog.
Bro, man, y'all ain't hear a minute of that. Song.
That ain't it, dog. Let like Charlamagne do it.
That nigga, the hook of this song was saying, fuck me, fuck something. He was angry, dog. The nigga had an angry song with a slow beat. This nigga was tripping. He ain't did no drive-by. That nigga was slapping bitches on that track, man. That nigga wild.
Damn.
This nigga wild, man. Bring that BDK.
He might have hit a line when he got on the track. That nigga said probably hit a
line.
Probably hit the set one time.
That nigga put an X in his booty hole, man. That nigga put a whole X in his booty hole. That nigga, wow. Killing Buster on him. Stick, stickily. This nigga, wow, man. Could have been records. This nigga, hell.
Sound like Ned Flanders. Dilly, dilly. Queen T.
You gonna get some of your, these folks gonna be all in your inbox.
Let's fuck
it up. This is first night back, man. We just getting on.
Oh, they must have forgot. The first time this shit was running, you send anything, oh, yeah, you forgot to leave out the thing. Please do not bring no tags in them. I'm letting y'all know.
That shit will get cut out
man.
Real quick.
Oh, not the free beat, nigga. Oh, man, not the free
beat.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, with the tag in the beat. I look at it. It's a mess. Probably a call on the phone right
go
now. Probably scratching
today.
The head like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I submitted that motherfucker. Yo, take it off. Now, I know they're going to take my shit off.
Yeah,
he probably
y'all makes
the Queen
T
right now on the damn
shit,
thing.
Bro.
Come on, see, please. Just take that up out of it. I'm going to send you some next time.
This is
the beauty of the platform, though, man. You know, when this shit is good, we gonna praise it. You know what I mean? We're going to praise it, and we're going to let you know how good it is. When your shit is not good, you got to be able to accept that, too. You feel me? Because we got to give it to you on both sides. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to pretend. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't like something, it's not that I'm not particularly saying you ain't got the talent. Hey, I'm just not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Go back, do something else.
Back,
you know, bring something else to the table.
Too.
That ain't it.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Nigga, that shit.
Boo-boo,
hey,
boo-boo.
Hey, I was high.
Hey,
bro, I was high.
I wanted to be hot, though. You know what I mean?
I was high, man.
Wipe your ass and get back in the studio. Do what you do. All
right. Wipe his ass.
On the microphone,
that
shit might be
here. Here's
so he
gonna
wipe his
ass. Next track, go for the next one, man. These boys gonna keep killing him, man.
Man, I don't know, bro. You gotta call Burner Boy.
Stop calling y'all still baby. We already have a baby, little baby. We don't need a baby, baby.
Call
Idris
Elba. Man, call Idris Elba, man. Call Idris, man.
That's
OG over there.
Let it go.
And ain't no more love. We don't need no more love. We got 100 love.
Yeah. It's Rap Star. Eastside. Pittsburgh. Established. February 7th, 1991. It's such a beautiful danger. Yeah. I'm in the toe tagging, merchant MCs, the blues can trail left. No way I'm letting you breathe. Defecating on empty with Napoleon calm. Black regurgitate back my hot shit. Acid reflex, legendary status. What hurricanes pursuing? Been rocking shows since the black student union. Rap to the star, rocking a blue tango. Puerto Rican pendant on the chain, watch the dango. New York bangers, just made another hit. It's rap to the star on my 1990.
All right, so it was 1990-ish right here on Next to Blow Radio. What y'all think?
Hold on.
Let me tell you, this nigga look sound like that might be. That sound like that beat I had.
Oh,
so he
that
beat
where
is
that
shit,
now?
Oh, look.
Where is that beat where is it? Hey,
no,
hey.
I'm just playing. Y'all
mm-hmm.
keep going.
That ain't it.
I thought it was an issue.
See, sometimes I feel like niggas that be that we want to like rap, like actually rap. It's like sometimes you try too hard to just like I'm trying to rap, rip these niggas' heads off. You know what I'm saying? And that shit don't come out like you know what I mean to the audience. You know what I'm saying? Don't. It's a perspective that I like lyrical rap too, but sometimes it can sound a bit corny. You know what I'm saying? Like it ain't hitting me. You feel me? That's a no for me.
That's a no for me too. Okay. I respect lyricism, but it was
he came back with like a different track though, like an original beat.
Well, let him do that. Tell him to do that. If we don't like the first track, that don't mean you can't. You know what I'm saying? Come back. Come back with something else. Come back with your best. See, a lot of niggas, and this is what I be telling my team, too. A lot of my niggas, when they go to the clubs and they try to perform, they want to put the songs on where they ribbing.
And I be telling my dogs, man, ain't nobody trying to hear you in no club with 100 people in there.
Yeah.
You got to play games that's going to make them bounce. People, attention spans are so short right now. So if you go in there and start trying to teach people a lesson, when they're in there getting drunk and fucked up on all their drugs and shit, they're not going to be fucking with that. You feel me?
Nope.
But there's a time and a place for all that, because it's an untapped market for all that shit. But right now, that's not a radio. Like, this is next level radio. Play something that you think will be on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just play some shit because you think, oh, I got talent. I want niggas to hear me. You feel me? Play your best shit. Play your up tempo shit. You feel me? If you got something that's mid, you know what I'm saying, mid tempo, make sure that shit is banging. And make sure the shit you talking about, like, is matching your demeanor a little bit, because I can tell you right now, and I don't want to sound like, you know what I'm saying, like a hater or nothing like that, because I don't like to, like, diss people on their music, because this is what everybody like to do. But listen, man, I think he needs to go back, either reshape that or come back with something else, because that one right there, that's like an album cut or a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, when that song come on, I'm gonna press skip automatically. You feel me?
Yeah. Music now gotta be more relatable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think right now, like, he said it's 90-ish, so I get it, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's where he was trying to go with it, you know what I'm saying? But, whoa, I don't even know too many niggas in the 90s that was rapping like that.
I don't know, you know.
I don't know where he from.
You gonna get them DMs, boy. They gonna be mad as shit.
But what that's 2 or 3 in a row that was nice.
That's like 4 niggas or 3, whatever it was. I lost count, nigga.
We had like 4 in a row that was blow, and now we got like 3 or 2 of them that was like, well, did we do this on purpose? Did y'all do this on purpose? Did somebody pre-screen this stuff?
I don't know, man. Niggas is, I don't know, bro.
They my dad.
Hey, where that dude from, though, man? Who that nigga is? Where he from?
He from Pittsburgh.
He from Pittsburgh? You sound like that?
Pittsburgh?
What?
Who from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. It's still like the people that region and shit. There's still some people that reason and shit. I was just told they couldn't even put the shit I call that I got called Good Morning. They can't even fucking put it in the category. He was like, shit, you might need to try that shit overseas. And I was like, shit, so that only means that the morning Good Morning is ahead of its time. It's got to be. Or that shit, it might be ahead of its time, because it's like,
I like it, but it's just like you say. I mean, I like with my shit, I'd rather shop. If I do anything, whether it's a feature or something I do, I'm going to go to the UK first, because I know them motherfuckers ain't going to be like, oh, shake that ass, twerk that ass, twerk that ass, hit that ass. They going to pay attention
and
to shake that ass, twerk that ass.
About the platform again. This is Next to Blow Radio, y'all playing. All A&R need is 10 seconds to listen to your song.
That's it.
We giving you 90 seconds to play your, basically display yourself, you know, make a name and step out. So you got to put your best shit on.
Yeah, you do. You know what I'm saying? You do, dog. Like, you know, but like I said, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the nigga from Pittsburgh, what are you from Pittsburgh? I don't really know no people that, like, you know, but at the same time, you know, that could be how y'all sound. So, you know, for your area, that could be good. But to be that artist that you are thriving to be, like, you got to learn how to speak for everybody, dog. You know what I'm saying? While still being you. That's the hardest part, because you're going to get them critiques because you're going to need it. You know I mean? But you're going to have to speak for everybody. You know I mean? Because that could be how, you know, how whatever y'all hood call out there, you know what I'm saying, black and yellow, whatever it's called. Where is from?
He's from Pittsburgh.
Wiz don't sound like that. Who else from Pittsburgh?
Don't sound like that.
Who else from Pittsburgh?
But see, Wiz was diverse, though. You know, Wiz probably Man, I don't know, man. Go on to the goddamn next song, man. I don't want to keep killing the man here. You feel me? Keep doing your thing, brother.
That was rap star. Make sure you send it another track. That's what I'm saying. You know,
okay,
you never know.
Okay, okay.
Nigga said lyrics
next
in the block.
All right. Next track is called Me and My Guys. Is this Next to Blow or Hell No?
Is it a female?
You know what that job
is? No, je n'ai qu'à sing tango.
Ah.
Pour nous get hip, on nous supposed to sleep at night. I like it, double your hustle. You come off, you still got sleep. Or you can't make money, just let us know. Why don't this voice to la peace?
Child.
Now up there to the right. Cause I know I'll go back to same. My family's a red though. Oh, bless me now. So why they pray for me and my guys? Me and my guys, oh. Money must drop for me and my guys. Me and my guys, oh. SS cash out for me and my guys, oh. Yahweh, bless us this week. Yeah, yeah. So why they pray for me and my guys, oh. Me and my guys, oh. Let's do for sure for me and my guys, oh. Me and my guys, oh. Steady cash out, oh. For me and my guys.
Alright, that was me and my guys.
Oh! Bonfire! Blow!
I know in Miami right now we got a whole bunch of Caribbean islands, Jamaican, Haitian.
Yep.
That shit would do something. You feel me?
Yep.
I can hear that in one of the little Caribbean that's Haitian
like
spots now. Here, that's a blow right there.
That's
another one of the artists that submitted their music from.
Is it Nigerian?
Is that what?
Why you ain't play him first instead of playing that bullshit?
All right. I'm just going in order. I don't know none of these songs. So, yeah, definitely shout out to him. I don't even know how to say the name, bro. Do you know how to say the name? You see the name on the football. Miami or M-A-Y-A-M-I, Miami.
I don't know. I like it. It's copacetic.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep, you know what I'm saying? But that Pittsburgh shit bothered me, dog. Like, that's what it bothered me,
huh? It bothered. Yeah,
man. Damn, see, certain songs can do certain things to you, you know what I'm saying? It can make you feel love for the rest of the day, or it can bother you the rest of the day, you feel me? Which side you want to be on?
Because, look, the only rappers I heard of from Pittsburgh, I just realized this, I had to Google this shit. Wiz Khalifa, Chevy Woods.
That nigga went to Google it, dog. Jesus Christ.
Siri X, Killy Mons, Turbo B, Pittsburgh Slim. And some God bless the dead homie named Jimmy Waffle. Man, it was all these niggas is Taylor Gang affiliates. So, like, hey, your best bet, homie, is to go holler at Wiz, though, cuz. Go holler at Wiz. You know what I'm saying? He going to put you with Snoop, you hear me? If Snoop fuck with you and you can smoke a blunt, they probably going to lay up there and put you down like on that movie on Netflix. That shit could really happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can help you. I don't know, brother. I hate to go back. But dude was fired just now. You fired, son. But back
yeah,
to
yeah.
Like, I don't say, bro, that sound, I'm thinking you from like New York or the Bronx because I was kind of jaded by the sound. I thought about a lot of people. But at the same time, yeah, brother, like, you know, just remember, you from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I love you, homie. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but that last one is a blow, though. I fuck with that.
Yeah, for sure. He good, for sure. He good. I'm like, my birthday party,
yeah.
So for sure, he good. But, Morty, I don't know, son. I thought you were from New York or something, fool.
Buddy gonna start starting clean, boy.
I think we got like a couple more tracks left. We got about 25.
We're gonna drop a diss track on all of us.
Right.
Boy, look, I got a song for this. A bad idea.
Yeah, that's a definite bad idea, though.
Wait, what happened?
No, I was saying he might drop a diss track on us, you know what I'm saying? But I was saying that's a very bad idea.
Yeah, that would be. You got too many people on your head, dog. That shit gonna sound like all kind of murder tracks.
All right, let's get into this next one. It's called Rusty Dusty. Let's go.
Oh, oh man. What is going on? To next to Blue, man, the diversity that we showing, that we getting right now, you know what I'm saying, that is amazing. I got to say that first. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got all type of motherfuckers jumping in this motherfucker, so.
To be gone
geez.
For some years and come back with some new shit?
What?
Well, that's all right. But what the fuck was that? But what
that shit sound like porn. Hey, bro, I put my leg up on my kitchen table, and I'm in this bitch pumping the ass shit. That's a whole fucking porno track, man.
The intro was too long, man.
We didn't even do
90 seconds. Queen, you didn't even do 90 seconds.
Because we could.
Yeah.
That beat says,
I could.
Our mama.
Yeah,
our
about
mama.
30 seconds of the beat. Then when it came in,
it.
The quality
Listen,
was
hold on,
bad.
Hold on, it's still playing.
But again, like, listen, while I'm at in Miami, the Caribbean clubs and shit like that, they will play that probably, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
will get,
they
like,
gotta re-record that.
Yeah, but
gotta
the
re-record
quality
that.
Is bad, though. The quality,
yeah, the quality ain't that good.
The quality
is better.
Man, I didn't know what he was saying.
He said, no. Again, man, y'all, these artists got to know what type of platform you submitting, you know what I'm saying, the type of music you submitting to, bro, because y'all can't just put anything on here and expect us to be like, yeah, that's a go. You know what I mean? That ain't a go. We'll be lying to y'all if we told y'all we like something that we didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Like the blow we done established. We don't do that.
Bro,
that's a porno beat. That's a whole porno beat.
I know.
I want to hear some female artists.
That's what I'm saying. I got some coming through. I'm gonna reach out to some. Cause this
I want some
here.
Female artists
we gotta,
on here.
We gotta start making extra.
We need to switch
stuff.
It up.
Cause this
yeah,
shit,
we might
I
need
I
to switch it up. Where the ladies at?
I got some. Yeah, by the time we come back.
I know.
Hey, bro, who made that? Because whoever made that track, he didn't beat back. Take that shit back.
Bro, he made it. He made that track.
That was a whole
I know him.
I felt like I was going to start pumping the air. I swear to God.
I don't know who that was.
I know
Van Dan.
Man, we don't even know. What his name was?
Van. V-A-N.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to let you know, Queen T. That's a I know for me.
Yeah, that's a no.
Well, I don't know. In his email, he said it's like an Afro music.
Afro beat.
African.
Afro beat.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Afro, like.
Because I got
a lot of people trying to jump on the Afro beats. That's because you got an Afro sound don't mean it's gonna be tight though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean?
Know. But then
I
got
Well, that's a no for me, man. I can't do it.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, but if you let me put your song in a porno, I'll fuck with it, dog. That's
it ain't your money, Bush.
I know.
That bitch is shit water, boy. And the beat hard, though, because it make you want to pump the L on some freaky shit. But other than that, you know, I ain't going to play with
those
you, bro. I want you to be real with me the same way. Boy, that shit water.
Yeah.
We out the water. Next.
I know.
Man, somebody put on Takashi. Right. Fuck
this. Look up the track. That was the last of the segment. Shout out to everybody that, you know, submitted music.
Yay.
If
absolutely.
We said hell no, come back again. Y'all see what we like. Y'all see what we don't like. Same email, same time every Monday right here on Next to Blow Radio, Music Crush Monday. Get into a couple songs and then we come back and then everybody can give their shout outs. We can take a couple calls if they want to come live with us.
Yeah, hey, if y'all feel play about what I said, just holler at me, dog. I'm just saying that's your shit water.
Man, don't holler at me.
He said, "Don't holler at me."
Hey, I'm
good.
Hey, y'all should appreciate the honesty that I'm running to y'all. Y'all, but homie really know a few people. He being real with me. Yeah, I ain't trying to play on y'all. I'm just saying, nigga, that's just shit water. Bottom line. But yeah.
Hey, Dad, you sleep over there?
Huh?
Oh, that song done put him to sleep. Oh, shit.
That ain't Lee Van sleeping.
That was me.
Oh.
Yo,
I ain't sleep. I'm rolling
out.
You
got any shows going on down there?
Yeah, I already know what it is, Lee Van. Well, I know. I know what it is.
All the smoke.
Hey, bro, for real, though, I'm just being real with some people. They want to lie to them and shit. Like, you know, it's what it is. If the shit was fire, the first four songs was smashing shit.
Fire.
No
fire. Can't deny them.
Yeah. Nigga just went left, dog. Like, nigga went on some porno shit. Nigga went on some
shit.
I'm like, what the fuck going on? That nigga from Pittsburgh, talking to you from Brooklyn. I'm like, dog, this shit here. Wow.
Went from jumping off the turnbuckle to climbing down.
Climbing down that bitch. I was excited. I'm in a bitch.
I was about to jump through the table. Then I looked and said, you know what? Maybe that's not a good idea. Let me go ahead and get down.
Let me just walk down slowly. Bro, I'm drinking cherry cola. That's how bad this is, dog. I don't even drink this kind of shit. Man, this is old school shit I've been having. I'm so depressed.
God damn. You probably got a cherry cola,
you said? Yeah, look, it's I wish I could.
And you don't even drink cola. You don't even drink pop. That's the crazy thing.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga shit was dog. Look, Wiz Khalifa going to be on tour. It's going to start in July. Son, he going to be in Vancouver, fool. You could probably get there, son. If you go to Wiz and smoke it, I'm sorry. Because he keeps bees, son, real talk. He'll give you one. I even got one before. He'll give you a joint. And if you could smoke that joint with that nigga and then somehow work your way in there, brother, I promise you, your whole style of rap going to change, dog. You might even get some pussy. Like, for real. You never even know, brother. I'll rock with you, dog. But I'm like, wait. Where he from? And now I know you from Pittsburgh. I couldn't really fight for you, and I wanted to fight for you, brother, because I love the 90s, dog. I love that 90s shit. But, like, I want to meet you, dog. I want, because you got me puzzled. Out of everybody's shit that was shit water, bro, you got me puzzled. Cause I
yeah, he know you more than yeah, he remember him more than all of this shit. That's crazy.
Something about you, dog. Like, you different. I fuck with you, brother. So, peep what I'm saying. And you know, we could probably. I ain't gonna smoke with you, cause you might have had that gas. But at the same time, yeah, bro, I'll rock with you, bro. Cause you know, we gotta talk. Cause you, I don't know, dog. You special. It's a little different. You from Pittsburgh. You from? That's weird to me.
That's the Reggie right there. That's Reggie right there.
Hey, if he don't sound like weird, he from Pittsburgh. Again, brother, I'm not trying to shit on you. You may not have that gas, dog. Like, I don't know your smoking skill is, but you could be on the 15% side, not the 30% side. That's a big difference. I mean, we don't want you like that. That's the lows, bro. That's probably why you sound like that. You angry. I get it. We're going to help you out, dude. Everybody stop. At least I like you better than all the shit water niggas. And I fuck with you, dog. And I ain't saying you shit water because you different.
Angry.
Yeah, you hangry a little bit. You probably hungry. And you probably mangry because you need more marijuana. It's all right, brother. We love you. Next to blow. That's what we on, dog. The realest pan on the earth. I swear to God.
I'm pretty sure he's going to bring something else next time that's going to be fire.
Yeah,
we're going to have to take it all back.
Hey, his girl probably living room cracking up, listening to this shit, and he probably mad as a motherfucker right now.
Probably going to get her ass beat up tonight. Let's keep it calm. No, he was tight.
That nigga tight. That nigga tight as fuck. You laugh at them niggas? You think it's funny? Them niggas funny to you. Oh, you think Lyric funny? You think he funny? That's what you think he funny?
Yo,
I'm spitting.
I hope you're getting text messages about you. Like, yo, he is hilarious.
Dog.
I don't know.
This ain't the little dirt shit.
Yeah, we gonna get you a vest and a hoodie like me, dog, because I'm pretty sure niggas gonna be mad as fuck. But look here,
hey, one more thing. That's Eminem and when Eminem was in freestyle with his hoodie on the back of the bus, Monster Jetty, arms are sweaty.
That's how he feel. He angry like that. You see, but that nigga seen one of us busting his girl up in the radio station. And that's what's happening to him right now. He followed that laughing like a motherfucker. And he like, but you think them niggas funny, huh? And then he like, you want to suck that nigga me, huh? You want his me in your mouth, huh? That nigga gonna convince me of America.
Arms are steady. Arms spaghetti.
Arms is ready. Knees are steady. Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Graybo, are you over there still? You still rocking with us?
Yeah, I'm
here.
Hey, we're going to get into a track real quick. I want to get into a track real quick, and we'll come back. Lee Bam's got to pull up. Go ahead and introduce this track. It's the one with you and VDK.
About time. Oh, okay. All right, then this one here is called Battlefield. It's VDK and myself, Graybo Cooley. It's
about time. Let's get it. Fuck.
Shit.
From the bottom buying singles with the loose chain. You don't know about my life, about my struggles. Ain't gotta guess me up, cause bitch I'm a bubble. I'm tryna double up my profit, RIP the hustle. I can't trust no bitch, got the game for my mother on a whole different level. I'ma do the dash just to make it through endeavors. Got my foot on the pedal with no brake pass. Don't serve up in my lane, you fuck around and might crash. Bitch I'm focused on the bag, I ain't worried about the past. And if you niggas hate, then get up off your ass. We got the same fucking 24 hours in a day. Why you wanna waste your time sitting around hating? Okay, y'all. I was down on my ass and have a bag and that bad a bitch. Ain't that shit bad a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch?
your own lane, but niggas keep on swerving. It don't make no sense. Man, ain't that shit bad a bitch? Ain't that shit bad a bitch?
Got a call from the starter talking cool change. Give me frame, let me drain, then my jeans stain. When she ain't but a best in a G-way, how she play? Why she serving up another nigga, I was in the game. Hoping I don't pull the trigger, cater to the fame. No heart about a bitch, just another rapper slain. All around the world playing victim lane. Nah, bitch, ain't nobody buying your shit. Ain't nobody buying your clit. Got the stick on the side of the whip. Mason, bitch, you not making sense. Why you being petty, bitch? I'm trying to get rich. Ain't nobody about this shit. Ain't this shit about a bitch. Ain't this shit about
a bitch. I was down on my ass and have a bag. Ain't that about a bitch. Ain't that shit about a bitch. Ain't that shit about a bitch. Staying in your own lane, but niggas keep on swerving. It don't make no sense. Man, ain't that shit about a bitch. Ain't that shit bad a bitch? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My man.
Hey. Okay. Now see that's some shit right there.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that. Okay. Man, I wanna that bitch hard. Ain't that shit bad a bitch?
Who the fuck is that?
That's
that boy Dravo.
I want a feature. Fuck that. That's the kind. That's the shit I'm talking about. That shit. I like that shit. Man. I don't know what the little bit want to do that.
I'm waiting on Dravo too. I've been waiting.
We're gonna pull up. Fuck this. We're gonna go at one time.
What Dravo doing? I've been waiting on Dravo.
Trying to get Dravo to come down. Right, Dravo.
What?
You say you're gonna try to come down in April for my birthday? Maybe we can
get
to New York.
I'm coming down. Dravo
Coolidge. That's Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead.
I'm gonna go now. Dravo Coolidge.
Remember that Rock is Away?
Oh shit! Hell yeah!
Remember Bermuda?
Oh Bermuda! Oh my God! Yes! Definitely. The name was familiar. Now y'all mentioned them songs right there. Them songs are iconic, bro. The Bermuda song. Oh shit! Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Damn. Y'all might have to do a segment one day, boy. We do old school and we bring shit back, boy. Cause, woo, those songs were really
let's
like.
Fuck that shit, let's run it, man. Goddamn music, Christmas.
Run
Monday,
that shit, man.
Goddamn, we
run
gonna
that shit, man.
We gonna run that shit. You know how we do. Let's go.
High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. Close to the bank like I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that jet like we floating the coast and I'm catching a wave. My niggas be catching that jet like we floating the coast and I'm catching a wave. High tide for a shooter. Ocean water with my moolah. I'm close to the bank and I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that jet like we floating the coast and I'm catching a wave. My niggas be catching that jet like we floating the coast and I'm catching a wave. Politics with the shooters. Life nothing like the movies. Slice of cake with the movers. Gunna everything moving. Gunna get ruthless. Slum the city like it's mucus. Fuck niggas get loose. Cut ties with the nooses. Fucking bitches like I'm bruising. Kicking smoking in a new thing. Keep me posted with some blue bitch. Thuggin' nothing nigga truth. Just call me King Louis. In the junk I'm making music. Bust a nigga with the toolie. Hit the pavement like noodles. Keep me level like I'm fusion. Panorama on the new key, but I gotta keep tubing. Fuck niggas wanna lure me, take away from confusion. I'ma focus on cooking, whipping up on moolah. Sauced up like I'm roofing. High tidy in a two-seater, high body got 2 feet. One down for the crew,
One down for a new beamer. Never clown on a new leash. Hold me down on a new feet. Catch a dime, see my new free. See me pass to that blue beam.
High time for a shooter. On some water with my moolah. I'm close to the bank, I'm fluent. $1 from Bermuda. My niggas be catching that shit like we floating the course and I'm catching a whale. My niggas be catching that shit like we floating the course and I'm catching a whale. High time for a shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Music Press Monday.
Dang, I ain't heard this song in so long, my nigga.
On a loud pack. You allowed that. On them pounds that.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Chillin' with your bitch on the loud pack, yeah. Nigga, you a bitch, you allowed that, yeah. Still slangin' niggas where them pounds at, yeah. Nigga, you a snitch, can't be around that, yeah.
Can't be around that, I can't be around that. You wanna hate and shit and I can't be around that. Can't be around that, I can't be around that. That money making shit, nigga, I'm around that.
First off, buddy, you a hater. What you talking to me for if it ain't about paper? You's a hating ass nigga, I can see it in your eyes. Hating on your boy and you don't even know why. Hating so much like it's gone out of style. Cause I'm on top and I'ma be there for a while. Niggas getting mad, I just let the money pile. Ask me if I hit his bitch, I just hit the slip and smile like... Chillin' with your bitch on the loud pack, yeah. Nigga, you a bitch, you allowed that, yeah. Still slangin' nicks where them pounds at, yeah. Nigga, you a snitch, can't be around that, yeah.
Can't be around that, I can't be around that. You wanna hate and shit and I...
Takeover Tuesday, same time, same line, man. You know, ain't nothing changed. Goddamn, we still
hey.
Long grind. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll be on there tomorrow. I'll be on there tomorrow,
okay.
Bro. You
that's
need
what, that's, thank
I'll
you.
Be on
thank
there
you. I ain't even have to ask because I was so about to ask. I was like, is we coming? Is we coming back home, bro?
I'm in that light skin well.
I'm coming back home, man. I'm gonna work this shit. I don't care how it go. We gonna work it.
That government, goddamn. Tap in. You know the fam, we back, goddamn. The relaunch takeover Tuesday, man. Y'all go on ahead. Whoever start going, get you info out. Y'all G or whatever like that. We got a few seconds so running.
If I'm coming back, Rico, you got to come back too.
Yeah.
See, it worked like that. And Lemizier coming back too. Make sure y'all check him out.
Ooh, Lemizier. Shout out Lemizier.
Record breaking
third. He'll be back live. Oh, speaking of him, he just hit the inbox. Yes, definitely shout out to him. Oh, let's go ahead and bring him. Let's go ahead and bring him in real quick. Lemivier, what's good? There you go.
Hollywood.
Dan, you know, hung up.
What's that in Hollywood? On one.
Was
yeah,
he
that's
on?
Not him. Oh, he was.
Was good.
But, yeah. I think that's him, bro, unless it was labeled incorrectly. 980-1536. Who is this and where are you calling from? You know, scared him off.
That's buddy from Pittsburgh. That's
oh.
Buddy from Pittsburgh.
He said there's buddy from Pittsburgh. He like, man, I'm still trying to listen in.
Damn, they letting them ride all the way over?
Oh, Lemizier, I don't know where you went. I was trying to bring him live. Oh, there he go. He wanted 980. What's good? Who is this and where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
For real?
Who this? That's Pittsburgh for real?
No.
Oh,
no, I don't think so.
Give me school shooter vibes right now, man.
See, bro, I'm
yeah, but make sure you guys stay tuned for Lemizier.
But please,
you'll be back.
Don't get on the school shooter shit, because I'll be forced to.
Yeah, don't do it.
Cause don't do it, dog. Don't do it, bro.
Lemizier, get on.
Oh no, he said it cut off on him. Hold on, I'm gonna tap in real quick. I'm gonna call him into the line. So, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. 1 second.
All I'm saying is Pittsburgh. Don't come with that shit, dog. Like, hey, for real, dog. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Hey, I told you my hashtag is, bro, if you want me to reiterate, well, I ain't going to reiterate shit because that'll cost you. But, yeah, man, you know, holler at weird, cuz. Everybody that came through, though, you know, solid. The homie Mikey, Zan Gotti, Casanova Red, of course, VDK did this shit. I mean, everybody, bro, like, I'm so proud of y'all. I even know y'all personally, but I'm proud of y'all because it takes a lot to put it in your heart and
mm-hmm.
that you want to do this, bro, because, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all know this shit ain't no, it ain't what niggas think this shit, though. Like, it's really a grind, bro, and that shit is more of no sleep, lack of brushing your teeth probably, lack of eating, losing on family, losing on friends, losing on a bunch of shit that don't people be like, man, I got to go do that shit. But when you're doing this shit, bro, you have no life. You know what I'm saying? You have no privacy, no privacy, rather. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I commend y'all, bro, like, for real. That's some big shit. Because there come a point in time to where you're going to get nervous and be like, damn, I can't even go to the hospital no more. And when you think about it, so that's why people got private doctors. The world is all kind of shit, bro. But once you get in that shit for real and you get around some good friends, though, they got a little bit more than you. Some may have a lot more than you. And they respect you. Y'all will grow to see more, dog, that, hey, this shit ain't what niggas think this shit is, and people move a certain way, and then soon shit go bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the media like that, because now they got something to play with, because so many people attached to that one entity to where everybody got a secret, everybody got a price, and believe it or not, everybody do got a price. So be mindful who you keep around you, because everybody got a price, dog. For real. Some people price is, hey, I'm loyal to my partner, so you're not going to play with them. Because some people price is, yeah, my mama's still broke. How much you say? Oh, yeah, they do be buying bricks from over there by Lyric. They do be going to get bricks in Texas. They do be going to this spot. I mean, so whatever it is y'all doing, man, just keep that in mind. But everybody would say they be, because nobody understand your grind, because key word, your grind. I mean, so
was,
I respect. Yeah, even the shit water nigga. You hear me? Like, for real.
Wait, are you talking about the Rusty Dusty? You talking about the Rusty Dusty or the Pittsburgh?
That was that song was called Rusty Dusty?
No, there was another track called Rusty Dusty. That was the one that took 48 seconds to hit.
He said,
oh, that was
the Rusty
Dusty.
He said,
back to
the name of the song Rusty Dusty?
Yeah, back to Rusty Dusty. Bro, I don't know what the hell you were saying.
That's all right. You're talking about shit, Walter. The shit was
Hollywood
playing.
You there, Hollywood?
That nigga track was so, bro, don't get me wrong. Your beat was banging on some freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what the hell you was talking about, fool. So whatever you was saying, that song, my G, like, call, hey, for real, nigga, holler at me for real, because I won't know. Maybe there's something I missed. But to me, nigga, that shit shit water. I don't know what the hell you was talking about, nigga. Damn, you pumping the ass like I'm an old school 70s porno, nigga. Nigga, you tripping. That shit whack, nigga. try that shit again, man. Fuck, you think this is
yeah.
Yeah, man. Fuck, man.
What's
I'm
up,
glad. Hey, I'm glad BDK
what's
had
good,
back
homie?
Up.
What's going down?
What's up,
like a motherfucker. What's up with it? What's good with y'all?
Man, what they do
we
to me?
That's not Pittsburgh.
You know,
nah,
I had
that's not Pittsburgh. This family right here, this record breaking Thursday's host.
Oh, by the fish.
Well, let me see.
You in the building.
On one forever.
What's up? I'm good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
you
got
that point.
I had to tap in.
Yeah, yeah.
Most definitely.
Man, let the folks know what's going on, man. We back. Let them know to tap in, man. Goddamn, we'll let them know it's back. Goddamn, Breaker Thursday.
Yeah, man, we back with it. We're going to bring that Record Breaker Thursday back. Keep this shit rocking for real. Mm-hmm. It's going.
That's
the
business. I'll tap in, man. For real. Let them know where they can find you, too, Lamize, man. That boy be DJing and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So y'all all just tap in and fuck with him. That boy spin y'all shit, for real.
Hey, say, I want to holler at you a DJ, bro. Let me ask you a question, dog. Like, when you think of Pittsburgh, like, what kind of music you think about?
He's still on the Pittsburgh, man.
Hey, buddy's going to tell you, boy. Buddy gonna have a whole diss track about bro next time, bro. I'm telling you.
Wait, what you had
asked? He gonna have a picture on that shit and all, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, little Pittsburgh. If you try me, dog, which is cool with me, bro. If you won't do that shit, mind you, I've been suppressing shit, nigga, and I done dealt with niggas in the industry that you probably listen to for real, for real. I got a lot of shit to say. Don't hop in front that yacht stick like that, dog. Don't do it. But if that's what you want to do as a grown-ass man, I'm going to have your ass calling Wiz Khalifa, cup. I promise you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Jesus, don't do it. Drop the biscuit, Slim. Drop the biscuit. Don't do it. But yeah, it'll fam. So look, music. When you think of Pittsburgh, what kind of music you think of?
Shit, that Jimmy Wapo. I really don't even look at Pittsburgh music like Wiz. He don't really be doing that shit.
The only nigga I think of is Black and Yellow. That skin ass little square head ass nigga. Named Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, he
the square head.
He don't really rep Pittsburgh like that. So I don't think he got the Pittsburgh fan. Even though he's from there.
I'm sorry, y'all might get mad at me, but I ain't never been a Wiz Khalifa fan because I always thought that nigga could never rap, bro. I mean, that's just my opinion. That nigga can never rap to me, bro.
I like him, though, bro. I like Wiz. It's just that the fact of the matter is...
That nigga is an okie-ass nigga, bro. Like, that nigga okie as fuck, bro. Like,
he high as fuck.
Jimmy Wapo, he passed away. That's really like a Pittsburgh town.
Jimmy
Wapo?
No, I ain't nothing wrong with
the
homie. But homie from Pittsburgh, so I'm saying though, Wiz got a reason to be weird, dog. This nigga ain't got no damn reason for this shit. This nigga tripping. But he freestyled this nigga, made this shit up. He just made this weird shit up, dog. I promise you, I thought that dude was like from Brooklyn, like a Puerto Rican or Dominican from Brooklyn, dog. I kept hearing like I don't even know who, but I kept hearing them niggas in that nigga voice. That's all I'm saying. And I ain't never heard niggas from Pittsburgh. And look, mind you, whatever y'all shit, I forgot the initials, but I fuck the PA said, bro, I fuck with y'all, son. Like, my mama fuck with y'all football team. You did, but that ain't got to do with me, but she fuck with y'all. I don't, but she fuck with y'all football team. All I'm saying is, if Pittsburgh, y'all listening, y'all send us some fire shit, because Wardy, I ain't going to lie, Wardy might not be representing y'all right, and I'm going to take the lick, it's me. I just may be perceiving y'all wrong, because right about now, the only person I know besides Jimmy Wapo, God bless the day, you hear me? And then Wiz, you hear me? And then Mac Miller, I think, or somebody. I don't even know. I bumped that nigga shit. But anyway, them niggas is holding your shit
Chevy
down.
Chevy Woods.
Man. Yeah, Chevy Woods, too. You know what I'm saying? Chevy Woods. Like, bro, if Pittsburgh got rapping about that Taylor Gang, tap in, bro. If you not Taylor Gang, tap in, bro. Because this guy from Brooklyn / Pittsburgh, they messed me all up, dog.
I'm discombobulated.
He said
bro.
Brooklyn/Pittsburgh.
Hey, he didn't ruffle my feathers. And I ain't even got no feathers. He didn't ruffle my feathers.
Down.
Man, I need to smoke some more weed. This is ridiculous. My shit be strong, bro. My shit be strong, dog. Like, I'm going to just start. My shit be strong, bro. This nigga in blue. Hey, T, I don't know if you should have did that tonight, dog. You should have waited till, like, tomorrow or something. Or, like, he stopped Friday.
I'm glad we ain't getting no country music.
Nah, we don't do that.
Bro, you better not, dog. Man. Say, bro, I like everybody music, but they come in that shit talking about I shot my wife because she fucked Big Dick Daryl. Look here, bro.
That's what he said. He said that.
D-O-A. D-O-A.
Oh, I thought he said that on the phone.
Hey,
my dog. Y'all is
mad.
Bro, niggas old ladies is laughing right now, bro. I promise y'all. Nigga girl in the house laughing right now. And right about now, if we was in person, nigga pull up on the Breakfast Club, bro, they'll all be outside trying to get in the studio, trying to figure out why the hell we cracking these jokes, dog. Dudes would be heated. They'd be tight, bro. They'd be tight, bro. Especially little Pittsburgh. His girl probably light skin with that little pretty hair. Oh, she didn't jump ship, dog. She coming over here, bro. It's over. It's over with. It's over with. She trying to get the wham bam. The whole tradeway click. Everybody, nigga. Even Tekashi. She gone.
That's why I'm looking at your next one today. You still listening to that shit?
Nigga, they're funnier than you. All them little black motherfuckers funny than you.
They're not the voice of the culture.
You think it's funny? Because he's from Miami. You left the Miami, nigga. That's what you want. You want him, but you want him. Fuck you, bro. You want a Mississippi nigga, don't you? It's like, damn, babe. Fuck. I didn't, but now I do.
But yeah, but definitely, guys, shout out to y'all for coming through, making the relaunch amazing. I mean, there was a couple tracks we didn't care for, but it was a dope show. I loved it. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all for coming through. I love y'all.
I love you, Seth, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and let's go down the road and give y'all shout outs. Let everybody know where they can follow y'all at. And then we'll end the show with a couple tracks. And then make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Same number, same time. Let's get it. So we'll start off with Lemizier. Go ahead with your, where can people follow you at? Lemizier, are you still there?
All
right, shout out to him. Make sure y'all stay tuned for Lemizier. He'll be right back on Next to Blue Radio, I think, starting next Thursday. Every Thursday after that, make sure y'all check him out. Get in tune with him. Dravo, go ahead, bro.
Y'all can Google me, Dravo Cooley. That's DREVOCOOLITT. You can find me on Instagram as King Dravo Cooley. Also, I need you to tap in with both of these tags. I need you to tap in with BDK 601 on Instagram, and I need you to tap in with 441 Culture Music Group on Instagram, man. Y'all can find me anywhere.
What you said, man? What, BDK?
BDK 601.
All right.
Tap in.
I got him.
Right.
In,
go ahead,
man.
Go ahead, Rico.
Yeah, man, y'all already know, man. It's your boy Slutter Don, a.k.a. Don Rico. But these days, I'm going by Big Homie Slutter Don. You can follow me on Instagram at Big Homie Slutter Don. Twitter, Slutter Don. Music on all platforms. You know, that's basically it. And I will be here tomorrow with my dog Lee Band. You know what I'm saying? We back in motion. Oh, new single out, Pull Up. You know what I'm saying? Link on the pages and shit like that. Just like Dravo, you can Google me, nigga, everywhere.
Ooh, that part, bitch.
All right, Lyric, go ahead.
Oh, shit. All right, so look, my number is 1-800, don't call me. But nah, check it out. So y'all can find me at Sir Lyric Esquire, man, S-I-R-L-Y-R-I-C, that K for commit. Always, y'all know that's about Jeremy, that Esquire, man. Sir Lyric Esquire, just type that shit in and you're going to find me. No matter where you put it at, you'll find something about me.
So do that, you hear me? And also, I got a single, some features coming out, man. I deal with some homies, man. One of them is called Never Been a Bitch. That's on iTunes right now, Apple Music, all that good shit. We about to drop one called Roll With Me, a remaster, a remix, how it's supposed to be done the right way. Got it done. Movies on the way. I got some shit on YouTube. Working on something with Green Pastor Film Studio. Look them up. That's major shit coming, man. My own movie, writing, directing, the music score, my own cameras, my own everything, yo. So we doing that. And then make sure y'all follow Next to Blow, man, and stay down with you. And that's about it. Also, if you did not like what I said, again, hashtag Philly, that's why you find me. All right, cool.
All right, Guttalucci. Grandpa, it's your turn.
Grandpa. They gotta lose. You know what I'm saying? We took the Lucci off because I ain't want to be just like that nigga that be singing and rapping and shit like
that. I feel that shit. Real nigga.
My whole
nigga
wave has changed, y'all. I'm on a, we going out three things, and that's energy, vibrations, and frequencies. I have a whole damn album / mixtape that's just called Motivation. And that's for a lot of people that just need that shit. I'm so sick of hearing all this ass, trash, garbage,
yeah,
ass, gas, ass music.
Fucking
that we just needed the motivation. We need it. So you can Google me like everybody else. JAEGUTTALU.
We going to hell.
You can find me on all major platforms. And trust me,
yeah,
I do be cooking too, y'all. I do be spinning that lick, man. I drop jewels every time, man. You can TikTok, see that. Catch me on the live on the TikTok. Jay,
yeah,
go to Lou One. Yo.
Jay, bro, we going to hell.
Niggas going to hell.
All right, go ahead, Lee Ben.
Yeah, you already know what's happening, man. Goddamn, you can find me on everything, Leverage King. Goddamn, you know what's happening. Tune in tomorrow with me and Slug the Dumb for Takeover Tuesday. You did? Who is certified? Are you straight denied, partner? Follow me on all
tomorrow
platforms.
I will be there tomorrow.
You know what's happening?
I'm tabbing in.
Most definitely. And
Queen,
you can follow me on Miss Queen T underscore XO on everything. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Make sure y'all get some submissions in for next week. Next to Blow or Hell No.
Please
8 to 10 p.m.
Hey,
Baz, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to hit you up so we can, you know, organize everything for tomorrow.
Bet that.
Hey, Baz, please send some love songs to Queen T. Please.
Y'all said,
someone help her out.
I'm gonna have to call my maintenance man, y'all. So.
Yeah.
Hey, we ask you out.
All right, y'all have a good night.
She get in tall shit. I'm stepping up about what I wanna. I live like a boss shit. Nigga be hate, nigga be catching. Ain't got time for that. Look at my wrist, look at my neck. Yeah, I got guns for that. Deep and roll, hey people, I need all of that. Deep and hoes, on them toes, drop it low for me. Look at the flick of my wrist, ain't got no stick on the bitch. I wanna fuck your friend. Good dog, good dog. I got the gram in the chucko, chucko. I'ma pull up in the photo. Flexing on me, that's a no-no. I hit the cut, they show me love, he's turning no. Oh, I got racks on the floor, pull me out. I'ma pay, show respect, blowing no. Got a check, feeling blessed. Whatever I want, I go get it. I'm drippin' soft shit. My swag is drippin' designer. I like the flaw shit. My rollie, it came with a beat. And she gettin' tall shit. I'm stepping, I buy what I wanna. I live like a ball shit. Nigga be hate, nigga be cat.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. Just a jukebox.
She said, you don't really kiss me like you used to.
Woo.
Don't fuck me like you used to.
Nah.
You don't really come around like you used to.
Yeah.
Don't love me like you used to. Because I used to, bitch. Because
huh.
I used to, bitch.
What?
I used to, bitch.
What?
I used to, bitch. Because I used to, bitch. Because I used to,
I already told you.
Because I used to, bitch.
Said it again.
I used to, bitch.
Damn. I'm so glad you came back in my life.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to see that I was doing nice.
Fine.
I done upgraded my crib and paying double price. Necklace looking like a drink. I got double ice.
Hey,
you know who I miss. You get all in my biz. You leave your clothes where I live. You need a dad for your kids. I ain't got no time for your shit. If you ain't got it, then chill. A couple thousand in bills. Check out the whip with the wheels. You can't provide me with nothing. You taking pictures in front. I thought your body was jumping. You said, little baby, your cousin. Now why you yelling and fussing? Trying to fight me and cussing.
Oh, no.
Just crying and bumping. I thought we had the discussion.
Every day, me and you go through the same.
Oh yeah,
and now that you're back, I'm still the same.
Still the same.
Now I know why you think that anything.
Oh no,
you know bitches gonna fool me with the same game.
She said you don't really kiss me like you used to.
No, no,
don't fuck me like you used to.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
come around like you used to. Don't love me like you used
sorry,
to.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah, I said this before, don't make me say it again.
Say it
I know
again.
The comments a bit, but me and her have been friends. And I don't like how it is, but babe, you don't have to stay.
Don't
I know
stay.
You got shit to do, I don't wanna get in your way. I'm trying to stack up some figures, you worried about Instagram pictures. I ain't got no time for my niggas, cause you worried about who gon' come with us. No need to call all my peeps, because I know that they feel me. We talked about it last week, over some bitches in Henny.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping out of your seat, you like to get in your feelings. You thought I was out on the creek, but I was stacking up pennies. If you don't like how it be, then you don't have to be with me. I'm always out on the street, because I have to be busy. Because I'm hungry and they gotta eat. My mama never taught me how to cook it up for three. And daddy always taught me that a nigga gon' leave. And if your ass fuckin' I won't lose sleep. I've been so nice that I'm coming off weak. And I can't let everybody ever think I'm not a G. If it's a jukebox and you hear Jesse. And baby, I'm hot, baby, don't test me.
She said, you don't really kiss me like you used to.
No,
don't fuck me like you used to.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really come around like you used to.
I said,
I used to, bitch, cause I used to, bitch,
I said,
I used to, bitch, cause I used to,
hit you with
that, I used to, bitch, cause I used to, bitch,
I said,
I used to, bitch, cause I used to, bitch.
But I don't spoil you like I used to, adore you like I used to.
Nah.
You must be think I'm poo-poo. Don't see how when I'm too true. You let all of this change.
Changes.
You fake love, I am no stranger.
Nah.
Being handsome is a danger.
Ooh.
How's the vibe and undeniable? You treat me like I lie to you. Like I don't provide a shoulder for you to
cry.
You too complacent and I'm through with being patient. Compromising, feeling like my time is being wasted. Don't know what you be thinking.
Think.
I be communicating. You don't hear what I'm saying. All you see is dollar signs. Money ain't in love, gave you too many signs. Now I don't want your hugs, keep them kissy faces. Keep you back yourself to no love, not around by them laces. Put your dress back on, change up your expectations. Look, listen to this song, do something you not used to.
Used to
understand something, shout the shit, I'm just saying.
I'll lay down for a second for you. Sorry, I don't love like I used to. I know you may not like what I'm saying, but it's true. Don't get it in your mind that I need you. Remember, without you I was fine,
I was
so
fine.
Get it in your mind,
oh yeah, yeah.
We do this all the time. Before you I was fine.
Oh no,
she said,
yeah.
You really kiss me like you used to.
Yeah.